Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience, wonderful audience. Not only hearing my program, but also some of you contacted me and we were able to share Jesus effectively with their Muslim friends and acquaintances and family. And I'm so excited that our time together is producing abundant eternal fruits, helping people and Muslims to enjoy God's love and salvation. I want to start by emphasizing the fact, actually significant fact, that according to one of Muhammad's closest companion and early Muslim theologians, Muhammad's closest companion is Abdullah ibn Abbas, said the appropriate response to Jesus as the word of God is to bow down to him. Wow! This is very interesting, also significant. My dear Muslim friend, share that with your Muslim friend. Bowing down is a clear and strong form of worship. And we as Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, believe strongly that worship is due only to God. The Arabic word for God is Allah. It's in my Arabic Bible, by the way. Why? Because God has no partner. We believe that, or equal. By the way, we believe that God is one being, eternally exists as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is a different topic. We spoke about it before, and we might speak a little bit about it in future programs. But for our topic today, the Bible agrees that Jesus is worthy to receive worship. Of course, it's all over the New Testament, the Gospel, because Jesus alone is the eternal, uncreated, divine Word of God. My Muslim friend, God Himself wants us to know that Jesus is His eternal Word who came in human flesh, took additional human nature, and came to us here. That's why he is the only one worthy to receive worship. Now, another fact, very interesting. The great Muslim scholar Ar-Razi, Ar-Razi is one of the most favorable Muslim scholars all over the Muslim world. Ar-Razi explained why the Prophet Yahya was given his name Yahya. By the way, Yahya is the prophet John the Baptist in the Bible. That's how Muslims understand Prophet Yahya to be. Ar-Razi explained why the prophet Yahya was given his name. The name Yahya is taken from the verb to be alive. Ar-Razi writes, Yahya was the first to believe in Jesus, so his heart became alive by that face. Wow! My friend, only God and His Word can cause a person to be spiritually alive. And by the way, Abdullah ibn Abbas said, Yahya's bowing down to Jesus in his mother's womb was his expression of faith in Jesus. This is very interesting. We read in the Quran that after God created Adam, He commanded the angels to bow down before Adam. Wow! The facts I presented to you in these programs, and I will present it to you, and the more you seek God to reveal the truth to you, the more I am sure that God will help you, will guide you to discover that according to all the evidence, only Jesus Christ is worthy to receive the honor of being worshipped. We read in the gospel, my friend, Jesus is the one who took God's wrath against our sins upon himself and brought us into fellowship with God. We read that in 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. Another translation of the same verse, Jesus himself is the sacrifice that atones for our sins. And not only our sins, but the sins of all the world. This is the New Living Translation. Atone means make amends or reparation, to serve as compensation for something bad. Wycliffe Translation states Jesus is the forgiveness for our sins. And not only for our sins, but also for the sins of all the world. The NIV translation states, Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world. Webster Bible states, and Jesus is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Propitiation focuses on the seriousness of sin and God's wrath against sin, which is borne by Jesus. The New King James states, Jesus himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. God's Word translation states, Jesus is the payment for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world. Now, I want to mention here something very important. Many Muslim scholars say only the Arabic Quran is the actual word of God, every letter. And any translation of the Arabic Quran to a different language is not considered to be the actual word of God. And the Muslim scholars believe that everyone must learn Arabic, pray in Arabic, because it is the language of God. And the Bible is not the actual word of God, because there are different translations of the Bible. And that proves that it could not be the word of God. We disagree with these Muslim scholars. Definitely, absolutely, because we know that the most divine thing in the Bible is not certain words or expressions, but actually the meaning of these words. The divine inspiration is in the meaning, my friend, not in a specific language. God does not require all people to study and excel in one language, the Arabic language, in order to understand his word. This is ridiculous. God does not desire us to be slaves to the letter, but to understand and live his will. And different translations of the Bible help different people from different backgrounds to understand the word of God. All these translations I read to you has the same meaning. The sins we committed and still commit is serious and has serious consequences. It causes people to suffer and causes us to suffer. And God loves all people. And God cannot approve our sins. And God must punish sin. Sin is an offense to God. We needed Jesus. We needed Jesus to turn away God's righteous wrath. And Jesus' sacrifice, my friend, satisfied God's justice. And Jesus paid the penalty for every sin that we committed. My friend, if God spoke to you today, repeat this prayer after me. God, thank you for loving me and not letting me continue doing wrong things. God, I repent today of my sins. God, I don't want to say anything or do anything that is against your will. God, forgive me. God, thank you for Jesus that he paid the penalty that I should have paid for all the sins that I committed and I commit. Thank you, God, for loving me and for sacrificing of yourself for my sake to save me. I believe in Jesus, God. I believe that he is my only Savior, and I repent of my sins. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. My friend, if you pray this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you, rejoice with you. The rest of my audience, remember, we are God's family and God wants us to unite together. If I can be of any help to you, contact me. If your church needs a speaker to equip the church, contact me. I might be able to do it. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.